You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I was born a rambling man. need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is once again talking about illegal immigration.
Not a good deal. We get the drugs, they get the money, the drug cartels are going wild. They cannot believe how stupid our government is.
Trump had been scheduled to talk about foreign policy during a campaign stop aboard the USS Iowa in the Los Angeles Harbor yesterday, but quickly returned to his...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Comedian Jon Stewart is rallying with 9/11 first responders and New York City firefighters in Washington today to push for a 9/11 compensation law to become permanent. FDNY Firefighters Association President James Lamonda says it's a critical issue.
In every single state across the country, there are responders who are sick. And the legislation is about to expire, and we are going down in force to have our voices heard.
The James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act is set to expire next month. The law has helped more than 30,000 World Trade Center first responders who struggle with serious illnesses and injuries 14 years after the terrorist attacks. FDNY Firefighters Association President James Lamonda says the Zadroga Act has helped thousands of World Trade Center first responders who are battling life-threatening health issues.
It provides for specialized treatment for all the lung diseases and the cancers that these responders are now coming down with, specialized medication. We don't want to have to keep on doing this over and over and over again.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Facebook users will soon be able to dislike posts and pictures. One tech expert says the feature will give users a new way to express themselves.
What they are trying to do is try to give people a different way to kind of react to people's posts. So essentially give people a way to kind of express empathy.
Sam Kennedy with Edelman Digital says users have always been conflicted about hitting the like button for things that may not necessarily be positive, such as a person's death. And while they've long asked for something like a dislike feature, Facebook has been reluctant to add it because of worries that it would lead to people voting down content. Kennedy believes users will enjoy the new feature because it gives them new ways to interact with each other. While Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced that the social networking company is working on the feature, he didn't say when it would be available to users. Sam Kennedy says the dislike feature gives more people chances to interact.
Largely, this is something that's going to be viewed as a positive for Facebook. It's definitely kind of taking Facebook in a better direction and allowing kind of more ways for people to kind of interact.
He also explains why Facebook was concerned about the dislike button.
You know, I think the bigger concern was that, you know, having something like a dislike button would essentially allow people to kind of downvote posts or downvote content. That's definitely not what Facebook is looking for here.
As you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, for that matter, we appreciate you liking us. You can also find us online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Good Morning, 100. 100chamberradio.com. A little BB King.
The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away.
I don't know if the thrill is gone, but BB makes it sound that way.
You know you've done me wrong, baby.
We have plenty to talk about, and first thing we usually do on the second hour is we do a little Today in History. Let's delve into a little history from history.com for September 16, 2015. The lead story is 1932. On this day, in his cell at Yerovda Jail near Bombay, Mohandas Gandhi begins a hunger strike in protest of the British government's decision to separate India's electoral system of caste. An iconic move that represented a lot of the historical things that Gandhi did. In 1776, General George Washington arrives at Harlem Heights. On the northern end of Manhattan, it takes command of a group of retreating Continental troops. The day before, 4,000 British soldiers had landed at Kipps Bay in Manhattan near present-day 34th Street. Wonder if they were taking in the site of the Empire State Building. Or going to the Madison Square Garden. And taking control of the island. Driving the Continentals north, where they appeared to be in disarray prior to Washington's arrival. 1908, on this day, Buick Motor Company head William Crapo Durant spends $2,000 to incorporate General Motors in New Jersey. Durant, a high school dropout, had made his fortune building horse-drawn carriages, and in fact, he hated cars. He thought they were noisy, smelly, and dangerous. Nevertheless, the giant company he built would dominate the American auto industry for decades. 1950, on this day, Soviet representatives condemn an essay writing contest sponsored by the United Nations. The incident, thought small, indicated that the Cold War was as much a battle of words as war of bombs and guns. It was in 1950 the Public Information Department of the United Nations hit upon an idea to stir interest among young people in the world of the United Nations, an essay contest. The theme of the contest was the veto. The question posed to the contestants was, has the rule of unanimity, the veto, prevented the United Nations from functioning in the political and security field? The question referred to the fact that the resolution in the UN's Security Council, which handled most important political and security issues had to be approved by each of the so-called Big Five nations: the United States, the Soviet Union, Great Britain, France, and nationalist China. One negative vote by any of these nations would veto any action on the resolution. It was a particularly timely topic because in June 1950, the Korean War began when Communist North Korea invaded South Korea. The United States immediately asked the Security Council to approve the use of UN forces to repel the North Korean attack. The resolution passed only because the Soviet Union was absent that day in protest of the exclusion of the Communist China from the United Nations. In 1845, Phineas Wilcox is stabbed to death by fellow Mormons in Nauvoo, Illinois, because he believed to be a Christian spy. The murder of Wilcox reflected the serious and often violent conflict between the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the surrounding communities. Joseph Smith, who founded the Mormon Church in 1830, had been living with his followers in Missouri, where they had various conflicts with locals, including the armed skirmish with the state militia. And in 1838, Governor Lilburn Boggs signed a military order directing that the Mormons be expelled or exterminated. The Mormons must be treated as enemies and must be exterminated as driven from the state, if necessary for the public good. Wow. 2013, it's sad that something as recent as this makes today in history, but it was on this day a 34-year-old man goes on a rampage at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. He killed 12 people and wounded several others over the course of an hour before he is fatally shot by police. Investigators later determined that the gunman, Aaron Alexis, a computer contractor for a private information technology firm, had acted alone. 1978, an extremely deadly earthquake rocks Iran, killing more than 25,000 people. The 7.7 magnitude quake struck the northeastern part of the country, an area that has traditionally seen much seismic activity. 1620, most of us remember it landing, but very few remember it sailing from Plymouth, England, and that's the Mayflower. It was bound for the New World with 102 passengers. The ship was headed for Virginia, where the colonists, half-religious dissenters and half-entrepreneurs, had been authorized to settle by the British Crown. However, stormy weather and navigational errors forced the Mayflower off course, and on November 21st, the Pilgrims reached Massachusetts, where they found the first permanent European settlement in New England in late December. Funny, what would it have been like if they had actually arrived in Virginia? How would the country have been affected? In 1810, Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla, a Catholic priest, launches the Mexican War of Independence with the issuing of his Grito de Dolores, or Cry of Dolores, the revolutionary tract so named because it was publicly read by Hidalgo at the town of Dolores, called for the end of 300 years of Spanish rule in Mexico, redistribution of the land, and racial equality. Thousands of Indians and mestizos flocked to Hidalgo's banner of Virgin of Guadalupe, and soon the peasant army was on the march towards Mexico City. 1993, holy cow, it's 22 years ago, Frasier, a spinoff of the long-running mega-hit series Cheers, makes its debut on NBC. It will go on to air for 11 seasons and win multiple Emmy Awards. Frasier star Kelsey Grammer, as the erudite, snobbish Dr. Frasier Crane, is a radio psychiatrist who relocates from Boston to his hometown of Seattle following the breakup of his marriage. The main characters in Frasier's life are his father, Martin, a down-to-earth retired cop, his younger brother, Niles, a psychiatrist who shares Frasier's taste for the finer things in life, his father's kooky caretaker, Daphne, his radio show producer, Roz, and his father's dog, Eddie. That was a pretty good show, wasn't it? In 1893, on this day, the largest land run in history begins, with more than 100,000 people pouring into the Cherokee Strip of Oklahoma to claim valuable land that had once belonged to the Native Americans. With a single shot from a pistol, the mad dash began, and land-hungry pioneers on horseback and in carriages raced forward to stake their claim to the best acres. Could you imagine doing something like that today? My goodness. 1940, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signs the Selective Service and Training Act, which requires all male citizens between the ages of 26 and 35 to register for the military draft. Beginning on October 16th, the act had been passed by Congress 10 days earlier. And in sports, 1981, welterweight boxer Sugar Ray Leonard knocks out Thomas the Hitman Hearns in the 13th round to unify the boxing's middleweight title. Leonard was behind on all three judges' scorecards and fighting with one eye closed when he delivered a right hand to his opponent's head that sent Hearns crashing to the canvas. Today in history from History.com for September 16th, 2015. Well, we make our own history here, and one of the most unfortunate pieces of history in Hunterdon County is the murder of John Nico. And Sally Graziano reported on the 15th that the jury selection to begin in Raritan Township murder trial. And so jury selection for the trial of Gary Passarelli, who has been indicted in the 2013 killing of Raritan Township resident John Nico, is scheduled to begin on September 29th. His trial is set to start on October 19th. Passarelli, who's 42 of North Plainfield, rejected the most recent plea deal during a June 9th pretrial hearing before Judge Angela Borkowski. He faces charges of first-degree murder, second-degree possession of a weapon, which was a dumbbell and a knife, for an unlawful purpose, and third-degree possession of a controlled substance, which was ketamine. Under the plea deal, Passarelli would have faced 30 years in prison for the murder charge. The court could impose a more severe sentence if he's convicted, Borkowski said at the time. Nico, 35, was found dead in his Sunridge townhouse in Raritan Township on May 31, 2013, by police, who were contacted by a co-worker. Authorities said that Nico was beaten and stabbed. Passarelli and Nico were longtime friends, and the intersection between their friendship and Passarelli's previous run-ins with police was a reason Passarelli was named a suspect. He was indicted by a Hunterdon County grand jury on November 21, 2013. In August 2014, Passarelli tried to have his four-hour-long statement to police suppressed. A judge denied the motion. Passarelli's trial was originally scheduled to begin in February. The trial was then scheduled to begin in April, but the public defender representing Passarelli found that he wouldn't be available. Passarelli got a new attorney, Edward Hesketh, an attorney who works with the public defender's office, who asked for more time to prepare for his defense. Passarelli is being held in the Mercer County Jail. Usually don't like to bring up those types of focus, but it was such a poignant and unfortunate moment in Hunterdon County in the recent memory, and some of us knew or at least had an acquaintance with John Nico, and so it's important to let people know that things are progressing, despite the fact that they always seem to take so long. On to better news, Representative Lance visits the Clinton Fire with news of a federal grant. So Sally Graziano reported on the 15th that U.S. Representative Leonard Lance brought some happy news to the Clinton Fire Department on Monday. He and Mayor Janice Kovach visited to spread word that the fire department has received a nearly $167,000 federal grant through the Department of Homeland Security. The money will buy 15 to 18 new self-contained breathing apparatus units for the department, said Chief Walter Dorf. Quote, they will replace units that are reaching their life expectancy next year, he said. He had high praise for Kovach, Lance, and other legislators who worked hard to get that grant. It means so much to have their support, Dorf said. Clinton is one of only two departments being awarded a combined $238,573 in federal assistance to the firefighter grant to improve safety and operations. Harrison Fire Department in Hudson County is the other one. The AFG program is administered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, known as FEMA. And finally, for this moment, demolition of the Kingwood Bridge could begin on Wednesday. We've been waiting for this to happen, and another poignant moment in our Hunterdon County recent history. Preparations are underway to demolish the collapsed bridge on Route 519 near Byram-Kingwood Road. Sally Graziano on the 15th reported that Joe Grand of the Hunterdon County Energy Engineering Division was at the north end of the bridge approach on Tuesday morning, marking control points that will be checked when aligning the new bridge with the existing road. The center lines need to match up, he said. The actual removal of the collapsed bridge should start on Wednesday, said Hunterdon County Public Works Director Tom Matthews. The bridge has been out of commission since the afternoon of June 12, 2014, when a heavy crane owned by Sky High Crane of South Plainfield went across the bridge and collapsed it. The bridge is a dual bridge. Its name is K110, K111, because it actually has two spans, two distinct spans, over the Luckatong Creek. The crane owner was ticketed and later paid fines totaling almost $3,000. But spans were on the list for replacement before the accident because of the span's age and deterioration. The project's been a complicated one to plan, mainly because of the two types of bridges being replaced. One is steel and the other is a concrete three-barrel arch. The targeted completion date is April 1st, but the contract includes incentives for finishing early. Hopefully that will take place, barring, of course, weather. You always know about weather, don't we? All right, so we're going to take a break, do a station ID. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse and Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time. And we're back. It's good morning, Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio again. Of things to talk about still, and one of the I normally try to do on this segment is give more news related items for Hunterdon County, but quite honestly, there's just a ton of community info events, so I get those to you. It's still our news, but it's a little bit different spin on what we're trying to do. So we'll get to some of these now, and I'll do sports, and then we'll do some of these later again. The 103-100th celebration is back in the news, and September Heritage Happenings and October Offerings, so let's catch you up. I'm so glad that the 103-100th continues to celebrate, even though we've finished the tricentennial. If unable to attend the four-course 19th-century dinner at Teaberry's Tea Room, then make a reservation for Thursday, September 17th for the 20th-century dinner. Must-have reservations, call 908-788-1010, as entree choice needs to be pre-ordered. On September 24th, reserved for the 21st century dinner, complete menu offerings can be found at Teaberry's website, teaberrys.com. Well, somehow we didn't really get all the info on the 19th century, but you got 20th and the 21st century. The 300th partners with the Hunterdon Historical Society to cover a grave topic, the second annual cemetery seminar. Is that how you pronounce that? On Saturday, September 19th, the second annual cemetery seminar. Oh, seminar. Oh, that's cute. I like that. Early burial grounds in Hunterdon County will be held from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Flemington Presbyterian Church, 10 East Main Street in Flemington. The Hunterdon County Historical Society's partnership with the 300th presents a fascinating day talking about the grave topic. Delaware Township's historian emerita, Marfy Goodspeed, will deliver the keynote on those disappearing burial grounds that every old farm in Hunterdon had once upon a pre-development time. Authors of New Jersey Cemeteries and Tombstones History in the Landscape, Dr. Richard Veit and Mark Nunnesteed, will be the afternoon's featured speakers, following a panel discussion on how to protect and preserve ancient farm burial grounds. The panel discussion will include the following people: former State Senator Marcia Caro, Joanne Burns, Esquire, planner Frank Banish, Mount Amwell Project founder Dave Redding, and yet-to-be-named cemetery owner. Afterwards, there will be a number of breakout sessions in the cemetery on various topics, including both Revolutionary and Civil War veterans' graves, how to clean and restore headstones, how to properly light headstones for photography, and the state DEP will demonstrate the use of ground-penetrating radar. Breakout session leaders include historians John Kuehl, Leslie and Bob Leith, John Allen, John O'Brien, and from the state DEP, Michelle Kuhn and Mike Gugliano. The day will be moderated and hosted by Hunterdon County Historical Society President Charlie Fisher. It's only a coincidence that he is also the director of a funeral parlor, or is it? Come and go as you please. Come for the lectures, the panel discussions, the cemetery tours, or just to come to meet and greet like-minded people, or stay for the day. There's a $10 registration fee, which covers all snacks and a sandwich lunch. Mail or drop-off checks through the mail slot at the 103-100th care of Flemington Choir School, 3 Chorister Place, Flemington 08822. Check should be made payable to Hunterdon Historical Society. The Flemington Historic House tour, originally scheduled for Saturday, September 12th, has been postponed until further notice. September 20th, a tour of Hunterdon's rural heritage through the art of Aidan Campanelli. Enjoy a unique PowerPoint tour of some of the Hunterdon's most special landmarks as we travel through the rural roads via artist Dan Campanelli's beautiful watercolor paintings. Dan and his wife, Marty, attendees will do the narrating, and attendees will hear the history behind some of the Hunterdon's most beloved architecture. That is, you can find more on that from 103-100th.org, and refreshments will be available. On Sunday, September 27th, what the heck is Lindsay Woolsey? A truly fascinating topic about important heritage crop that clothed our Hunterdon ancestors. Spinning demonstrations and discussion that explores one of Hunterdon County's most important early settlement heritage crops, flax, which would be made into a and redded to become a cloth. And then that would be used in wool. So it's Lindsay Woolley. And that'll be happening 1 p.m. at the Holcomb Jimison Farmstead in Lambertville. The event is free, but reservations are required by visiting our website, huntingthe300.org. And October 3rd, 250 years of farmsteading, the Hunterdon County enjoy a private tour of the Holcomb Jimison Farmstead Museum, housed in their restored three-story bank barn. Livestock were kept on the lower level, crops above. Today, some of the exhibits arranged in the barn cover the tools and equipment used by the farmers to raise and harvest crops and provided fodder for livestock and commodities to sell. Other displays cover the domestic chores of the farmer's wife in preparation and preservation of food and the making of clothing. Early examples of now common implements and appliances give you a sense of passing time. It will take place from 2 to 5 at Holcomb Jimison Farmstead Museum, 1605 Daniel Bray Highway, Lambertville. Event is free, but reservations are required. Tuesday, October 6th, the importance of 4-H in Hunterdon, a celebration of National 4-H, October 4th to 10th. Join us for an informative talk about what 4-H is and its importance of 4-H to Hunterdon County. 4-H is a product of our agrarian society that has continuously been modified in order to be relevant and attracting organization for today's youth who are raised in a technological society. The 4-H is the largest positive youth development and youth mentoring organization, empowering 6 million youth young people in America. In partnership with 110 universities, 4-H life-changing programs are research-backed and made available through a 4-H clubs, camps, after-school, and school enrichment programs. So the current 4-H experiences and opportunities will be gone over with the Cooperative Extension System and the USDA, Lewis Cole, Ruth Crumlin, Betty Jane Hunt, and Susan Miller, who are all current 4-H leaders and alumni of the Hunterdon 4-H program. They'll discuss past and current 4-H experiences, and it takes place at 7 p.m. at the Main Branch County Library, 314 State Highway 12, Flemington. On the 17th is a barn tour, board the deluxe coach, and ride passing the rural scenery of Hunterdon County with some of Hunterdon's best barns and destinations. Guides, Hunterdon County Board of Agricultural Executive Board member George Connard, and President of the Heritage Conservancy, Jeff Marshall, will share their expertise on the history of many of county's farms and amazing architecture of Dutch, English, and German barns found throughout Hunterdon. Lunch is included and will be an informative and fun-filled autumn day. The bus leaves from Raritan Township Municipal Building 9 a.m., returns around 4. The event is limited to 50 people. Go to 100and300th.org for more information or call 908-788-2030. It's a $15 fee that includes the bus tours, lunch, and snacks. Can't beat that, huh? And October 24th, the Vote House Auction. The event is inspired by a real auction in 1778 when Victorians, American patriots, confiscated the goods and property to defeat the Vogt family, who had remained loyal to the British king during the Revolutionary War. The auction will start at 9:30 a.m. for a preview, 10:30 auction at the 1759 Vogt House, 34 Gray Rock Road, Annandale, next to the Clinton Township Middle School. Auctioneer Michael J. Stasek, owner of Antiques and Auction Service for Carpentersville, will preside, and items are currently being sought. Some special items are already on this auction list, which can be viewed at stasekauctions.com. All proceeds benefit the 1759 Vogt House. Further information, visit 1759voighthouse.org. All right. Wow, that was chock full of tons of things that are focused on Hunterdon County. Let's see what else we have. Well, this was a good one, and it's a preview to what's going to be happening in the near future. The RVCC Planetarium plans plenty of events for to mark its 25 years. So the staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 15th, in honor of the Raritan Valley Community College Planetarium's 25th anniversary of bringing astronomy to the children and adults of New Jersey, the planetarium will offer two special events in September and October. It's based in Branchburg. The planetarium will present a free total lunar eclipse watch Sunday, September 27th from 9 p.m. to midnight. Participants are invited to watch the full moon glide into Earth's shadow. The 3M Observatory, located next to the planetarium, will be open for observations. If the weather is poor, participants will go inside the planetarium to watch a live stream video of the event from another location. The public is also invited to participate in Astronomy Day, which is Saturday, October 17th, from 2 to 5 p.m. and 6 to 9 p.m. The event will feature hands-on activities celebrating astronomy, science, and the planetarium's 25th anniversary. Those attending may observe the sun safely and the moon through telescopes. Other activities include learning to use one's body to tell time on a sundial. The 3M Observatory will be open for solar observing during the day and examining the moon and other celestial objects in the evening. The event is appropriate for families with children ages 6 and older. Astronomy Day activities are free of charge, but there are costs for the planetarium star shows and laser concerts being offered on October 17th. These include Astronomyths, 3 p.m., Laser Pop Rock at 4, Full Skies at 7, and Rock of Ages Laser Concert at 8. Shows cost $8 each, $14 for two shows. Reservations are strongly suggested for all planetarium shows. For additional information, call 908-231-8805 or visit raritanval.edu/planetarium. It's a 100-seat RVCC planetarium, and it first opened in March 1990. It has grown to 6,000 visitors in the first school year of operation to more than 31,000 now. The includes 300 programs presented to visiting school and camp groups and more than 200 shows for the public. In addition to traditional star shows and laser concerts, the planetarium offers The Sky Above, an astronomy and music show specifically designed for families with children on the autism spectrum or those with developmental disabilities, and Meditation Under the Stars, in which participants learn to relax during a guided meditation under planetarium's digital dome. During the past few years, the RVCC Planetarium has been a leader in astronomy education and programming throughout the state. In late 2008, the planetarium became the first New Jersey facility to offer an all-dome, high-definition digital projection system, which enables visitors to be surrounded by the images of an IMAX-like experience. So that's great stuff. And we're going to have a representative from the Raritan Valley Community College and the planetarium come on my show prior to October 17th. So we'll be talking more in depth about it all and the history and how it all got started. So I love it. It's a great conversation. And we'll bring you more information about all that in the near future. We are going to take a break for a little bit of news and weather, and then we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. Time to look at 100 Chamber Radio Sports. Scores and counter for our five regional high schools. I don't have any scores. There wasn't many events on the calendar yesterday. So let's go right to the calendar for today and the next couple of days. So it's cross country day today, 3:30 p.m. Rutgers Prep is site of a tri meet. South Hunterdon Regional and Princeton Day will be there. North Hunterdon will host North Hunterdon Ridge, Voorhees, and Watchung Hills for a country cross country meet. And Warren Hills, not to be confused with Watchung Hills, will also host a cross-country meet. Delaware Valley, Immaculata, Mount St. Mary, and Warren Hills will be there. That's also boys and girls for all of those. Rutgers Prep is going to face South Hunterdon for a cross-country meet, and all of those are at 3:45. We move on to field hockey at 3:45. Belvedere will be at South Hunterdon. Delaware Valley will host Voorhees for an inter-county matchup. Central will host Pingree at 6 p.m. At 4:30 is a gymnastics meet. Ridge will be at Central, 4:30. South Hunterdon will be at Boundbrook for boys soccer. That's at 3:45. Voorhees hosts Bernards. Boundbrook hosts South Hunterdon. And Pingree's at Central, all 3:45. Girls soccer, Mount Brooks at South Hunterdon, Voorhees is at Bernards, Mount St. Mary's at DelVal, and Mount Brooks at South Hunterdon, all 3:45. Mount St. Mary's at DelVal at 4 p.m. Central's at Pingree at 4 p.m. That's all girls soccer. Tennis match at 3:45, Rutgers Prep is at Voorhees. Central's at Pingree at 4 for tennis. Madison will host Voorhees at 4 for volleyball. And the Mount Olive Delaware Valley volleyball match has been canceled. Thursday, more cross country. Hillsboro will host Bridgewater Raritan, Hillsboro Hunterdon Central at 3:45. The Manville South Hunterdon soccer match has been changed to the 18th. Tennis match at 3:45. Bernards at Voorhees. North Hunterdon at Franklin. Ridge hosts Central at 5:30 for volleyball. Voorhees hosts Warren Hills at 5:30 for volleyball. Watchung Hills is at North Hunterdon for volleyball. And Central's at Ridge, 5:30. And then Friday, it's Friday Night Lights. We'll get to that tomorrow when we have all the football score, all the football schedules. See if we can get off the mat with some of our Hunterdon County teams. That is today in sports for our five regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. We have other scholastic news, and some of it has to be with athletics. So let's get to that to you. The first one is an information meeting for South Hunterdon Regional High School Track and Cross Country Booster Club meeting, scheduled for September 21st. The staff at NGA Advanced Media reported on the 14th that South Hunterdon Regional Track and Cross Country Booster Club first meeting is Monday, September 21st at 7. South Hunterdon Regional High School. The SHR Track and Cross Country Booster Club was formed last spring with a mission of supporting the high school and middle school cross country and track athletes and their coaches. This support will take many forms, from raising money for equipment, apparel, and race day meals, to organizing celebrations and possibly even to helping construct a shot put circle in the spring. Come to the first meeting on Monday, September 21st, 7 p.m. in Heather Schaefer's classroom, A105. Community input will be important as plans are finalized for the year and there will be several volunteer opportunities available. In addition, tax-deductible donations to the Booster Club can be made at any time. Send in or drop off a check or donation with any one of the officers, Heather Schaefer, Anne Osborne, Jen Tarupka, or Piper Trestad. The EIN of the SHR Track and Cross Country Booster Club is 47-3898408. Be sure to take advantage of any employer matches. It's a good point. A lot of the employers do a match, and it's up to you to kind of let them know, because it's hard for the particular club to know. But the big corporations are allocating money. It's just a matter of making sure it's going in the right direction. And if you're feeling it's a great particular event or a particular organization that needs to be funded, well, your corporation will probably follow suit with a match. So why don't you do that? Your company wants to give the money away anyway. It might as well go to something that you want it to go. Moving on to racing, we were talking about championship night at New Egypt Speedway. It's moved from the 19th, and the All-Star Cup weekend moved to the 25th and 26th. So everything kind of got shifted because Mother Nature had affected last Saturday and forced a cancellation and postponement of the New Egypt Speedway's championship night. So now it'll be this Saturday, the 19th, with the Sportsman, Crate Modifieds, Street Stocks, and Nurse Sprints all racing for double points, and the 2015 championships also racing will be the new sprint cars. Because of the postponement of not only championship night, but also Grandview's Freedom 76 event, the All-Star Cup weekend has been moved to Friday, September 25th and Saturday, 26th. So it'll feature the Big Rooster 20 in honor of John Cornell Jr., the Sportsman event, the NERS Sprints, and the Black Flagged Racing Street Stock Spectacular. Saturday we'll see the 358 Modifieds competing for $7,500 to win, $400 to start, the Crate Modifieds racing for $3,000 to win and $350 to start, and the New Sprint racing for $1,500 to win and $150 to start. Saturday the 19th, the pit gates will open at 3, front gates will open at 4. Hot laps will start at 5:15 and racing starts at 6. Adults are $20, seniors 65 and older 18, teens 12 to 15 and military and their spouses with an ID are 10. Children 11 and under are free. The All-Star Cup weekend kicks off Friday, September 25th. Pit gates are open at 3, front gates open at 5, hot laps at 6 and racing starts at 7. Adults 20, teens and military 10, children 11 and under are free. Pit admission is 35 with a track or series license, 40 without. No Egypt Speedway coupons or season passes will be accepted. There's two-day general admission will be available for $45. Saturday the 26th, pit gates open at 11, front gates open at 1, Fan Fest is 1 to 3, hot laps at 4, and the first green flag waves at 5. Adults 30, teens and military are 15, children 11 are free. Pit admission is 35 and track with a track or series license and $40 without. For more information on championship night or the All-Star Cup weekend, visit newegyptspeedway.net. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at NESS Speedway. New Egypt Speedway is 7/16th mile family-friendly dirt racing track located minutes from Six Flags Great Adventure on Route 539 in New Egypt. Sounds like a great thing and conjures up memories of when we used to have racing over in Flemington, huh? Well, you can still enjoy it. You just have to drive a little bit to go to it. And I'm guessing you probably need some type of clothes to deal with the dirt that's going to fly around on that dirt track. That's haven't been there, haven't experienced it. I'm just guessing that might be something you need to worry about. And finally for this segment, again, more scholastic information. Ventilation unit catches fire at Robert Hunter School. So Sally Graziano reported that a ventilation unit at Robert Hunter School caught fire and was out on Tuesday, prompting an evacuation of the building. The fire was extinguished quickly, but people were kept out of the building for about a half an hour as the smoke cleared. A firefighter at the scene said the ventilation unit that caught fire was in the room next to where a similar ventilation unit created a smoke condition in the school over the summer. That's called a clue. This situation was discovered more quickly because the building was occupied, he said. People were allowed back into the school around 4:30 as fire engines were clearing the scene. So everything's well, just took a little break and a hiatus until it was all cleared out. We're going to take another quick break. We got more community info to get to you right after the station ID. You are listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntingChamberRadio.com.
How can I think I'm standing strong, yet feel the air beneath my feet? How can happiness feel so
Home Instead Senior Care? It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
S Club.
Get down tonight, come on, yeah, and get down tonight, uh-huh, everybody
get down tonight.
How about the HCR Club? How about that one? All right, we're back. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntingChamber.com. Let's find out what else is going on out there. Community info. We got plenty of things on the calendar that you want to circle and find out about. Well, a substance abuse awareness event, October 15th at the Hunterdon County Library. I'm sure Jennifer and Jim will be talking a little bit about this on Thursday, but let's get you caught up. It's October 15th, 5 to 7 p.m. It's at Hunterdon County Library in Flemington. Flemington Chiropractic Center and Gardner Family Chiropractic, as well as special guests from Hunterdon Prevention Resources, will educate attendees on how to achieve a pain-free lifestyle